The world's first medical college for women was chartered in Philadelphia in 1850, and that pioneering school will be the focus of a free festival at Drexel University on Saturday. It's part of a year-long series of weekend events being held around the city this year as part of the celebration of the nation's 250th birthday. Mayor Rendy with WHYY's Billy Penn has the details.
In the early 1800s, there were no women physicians in Philadelphia or anywhere in the United States. Male doctors argued that women would be physically harmed by studying medicine or shouldn't be exposed to the repulsive details of treating patients. Charles Cairns is the dean of Drexel's College of Medicine.
At the time in the 19th century, it was really difficult for women to be exposed to professional medicine. Frankly, they were excluded, they were discriminated against, they'd actually be spit on and excluded from the operating room. So a group of Quakers decided this profession should open up to women, and hence the founding of the medical school.
The Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania opened on Arch Street and went on to graduate many notable physicians, including doctors who created the first prenatal medical programs and some of the nation's first black women physicians. The college began accepting men in the 1970s and in 2002 became part of Drexel. The festival Saturday will celebrate its history with storytelling and exhibits from the university's historical collections. For Billy Penn, I'm Mayor Rendy, WHYY News.
And for your Philadelphia weather forecast, summer in March continues today. Step outside to a mix of sunshine and clouds with a daytime high of 80 degrees and an overnight low of 52. Wednesday, overcast with the chance of rain. Expect a high of 76 and a low of 59. And Thursday, it cools off a bit. Expect rain showers with a high of 63 and a low of 28 degrees. You're listening to 90.9 WHYY, your favorite public radio station.